إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is going to be our 14th session, reading from the Sharh of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and the commentary of Al-Imam Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz, rahimahumullah. May Allah have mercy upon both of them. Before we look at the topic of tonight's discussion, which are going to be the final ayat that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions concerning the sifat of Allah that should be confirmed in the Qur'an. And we mentioned early on that Shaykh Salih al-Suhaimi, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, said that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned 111 evidences from the Qur'an. 111 evidences. And tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we hope to complete the final ayat that he mentions from the text of this book, which are all, yani, affirmation. Affirmation, yani, ithbat of the sifat of Allah that he has described himself with. And after this come chapters dealing with some of the authentic ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, also affirmation of the sifat of Allah, of what Allah has been described with by His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned that there are 16 ahadith, and that will begin in the next chapter. Before we look at tonight's topic, we're going to go back and look at some of the topics that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide from last week. The first question from questionnaire study guide for lecture number 13 was, which two sifat of Allah are indicated in the first and second group of ayat mentioned by the muallif, yani by the author in this chapter? There are two groups of ayat. Which two sifat of Allah are indicated in the first and second group of ayat mentioned by the muallif, rahimahullah? Naam. Fadla, Amir.
His Highness.
Okay, His Highness, Al-Ulu, the first group of ayat, all of them, yani, affirm the sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ulu, that Allah is high, that He is high above the creation. The second group of ayat, Naam, Sharif. His Ma'iyah, His Ma'iyah, yani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the creation, yani, based on His knowledge. The second question mentioned three things related to this subject upon which the Shari', the explainer of the text, says the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah have reached Ijma', yani upon which the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah have reached Ijma'. And he said there are three things in this topic that they have reached Ijma' about. What are they? Naam, Mahmood.
That Allah is above His creation.
That Allah is above the creation, okay.
That He is also above His throne.
That He is above His throne, okay.
And that He rose above His throne in a manner which is befitting His majesty.
And that He rose above His throne in a manner that is befitting of His majesty. Okay, for the first one he said, and he literally he said, huwa, yani, that they agreed that He is fi al-ulu, yani high. And the second one they said, He is above the arsh, naam. And the third one, naam, like you said, that He has ascended above the arsh in a manner that's befitting of His majesty and His greatness and His glory. So the first point is what? Al-ulu. And the second point is His fawqiyah, yani fawq al-arsh. And the third point is al-istiwa. Al-istiwa al-arsh, yani, in a manner that is befitting of His majesty. The third question briefly mentioned the two possible meanings of fi as-sama in the two ayat of Surah Al-Mulk, 67th surah, 16th and 17th ayah. What are the two possible meanings of Allah being fi as-sama? Two possible meanings. He mentioned two. The first one, Abdullah. Oh, Abdullah. I wasn't going to get that. I'm sorry. Abdullah, help me. Sure, now, go ahead. Fikum barakallah.
That Allah is in a position of highness.
يعني the meaning of في السماء, السماء المراد بالسماء العلو. That he is في العلو. That he is in a position of highness. And the second interpretation that the Shaykh mentioned, anyone? Second interpretation, نعم. فضل زكريا.
Above
or on top of what? The skies, نعم.
The heavens.
The heavens, السماوات. نعم. يعني he said the second interpretation or the second way of explaining it is that the meaning of fi as-sama, yani fi, the harf ja fi came with many meanings, from its meanings is ala. So the meaning here, the scholars of Sunnah said, yani fi as-sama means ala, that he is above the heavens, yani the physical heavens that are above us. Naam. Mention an ayah of the Quran in which the preposition fi has the meaning of ala. An ayah in the Quran that's a proof that the meaning of fi can be ala as-samawat. Naam. Naam. Inna Fir'aun. Ala fil ardi. Okay. Naam. Tayyib. Meaning that Fir'aun, yani, is being himself. Yani he rose high. Yani in the earth, meaning above the earth, above the others. Naam. Shaykh mentioned two ayats though that are easy, yani, for us to understand, see the meaning there. Naam.
Fasihu fil ard.
Naam. Fasihu fil ard, meaning what? Ala al ard. Yani travel in the earth, meaning upon the earth, upon the earth. And he mentioned another ayat as well. The point is that this meaning of the preposition fi having the meaning of ala is in the Arabic language. Known, it's in the Quran in more than one place. Now, question number 5. How does the position or view of Ahlul Bidah differ from Ahlul Sunnah concerning Allah being above his arsh? How does the position or the view of Ahlul Bidah differ from Ahlul Sunnah concerning Allah being above his arsh? Now, how does it differ? Now, Fadl.
The people of Ahlul Bidah say that Allah is fi
kulli makan. Yani the Ahlul Bidah say that Allah is fi kulli makan. That Allah is in every place. And the Ahlul Sunnah say what Allah said about himself, that he is yani high above the creation, that he is yani above everything, high above everything. What does the Shari, the explainer of the text, say? The opening and closing of Ayah 58:7. Surah Al-Mujadilah, the 7th ayat. The opening of this ayat and the closing of this ayat with ilm, the mention of ilm, Allah's knowledge in the beginning of the ayat and in the ending of the ayat indicates what? Abdul Wali.
What is intended is his knowledge, and that he has knowledge of everything while he is always above his throne and he is with his creation through his knowledge, and nothing is hidden from Allah.
Tayyib. And what is intended by the mention of Allah's knowledge in the beginning of the ayat and in the end of the ayat, what is intended is that Allah's being with the creation, it is his being with the creation based upon his knowledge, that he has knowledge of everything, that nothing is hidden from him, his being with them, yani is by his knowledge. How does the Shari', the explainer of the text, explain the ma'iyya al-'amma, al-ma'iyya al-'amma, the general being with? Yani Allah's being with the creation in a general sense. How does he explain? What is the meaning of that? Mahmoud.
Refers to Allah being with all of his creation by his encompassing knowledge.
By his encompassing knowledge. Naam. And the ma'iyya al-'amma means that Allah is with the creation, meaning he has knowledge of everything in the creation. Everything in the creation, he has knowledge of it. His being with the creation in the general sense means his all-encompassing knowledge, that he has knowledge of everything and nothing is hidden from him. And also he said that from the meaning of al-ma'iyya al-'amma is that Allah is the yani mutasarrif fihim, ومدبرهم, يعني that he is the one who has complete control over the affairs of the creation, and he is the one who regulates and manages everything in the creation. يعني his being with the creation in general means he has knowledge of everything and control over everything and decides all of the affairs. The last question, number 8, how does the Sharia explain, or the text explain, al-ma'iyya al-khasa, the special being with, yani Allah's being with the creation in a special way, meaning what?
Fear.
Okay, that in addition to his having knowledge of everyone and everything in the creation, al-ma'iyya al-khasa means that Allah not only knows about the condition of the special people that have earned this yani status of Allah's being with them in a special way, but also it means that Allah will help them, that He will support them, that He will defend them, that He will guide them. Naam. Yani it means, in addition to the knowledge, that He also will protect and defend and assist them in their needs. So these are some of the matters that we dealt with last week. Tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we want to look at the next chapter, which in English it begins on page 96 through 106, and in Arabic it begins on page 51. Begins on page 51 through 54. Before we begin reading, I want to mention that Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, in his explanation of this book, Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, he mentions here that the ayats which are mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah here are divided into three groups of ayat. Three groups of ayat. The first group of ayats, which is the majority of them, are dealing with the affirmation of Allah's sifa, His quality of speech, Al-Kalam. And there are different expressions that came in the Qur'an that point to the reality that Allah is described with speaking. Yani, different expressions that came in the Qur'an that point to this general characteristic of Allah, that He speaks. That Allah speaks. From amongst them is the word kalam. Yani came in the Qur'an, kalamullah, in many places. And also came in the Qur'an that Allah yunadi, wa nada, and yunaji. And other than this, kalimatullah, kalimatu rabbika. All of these are indications of Allah's speech. The second group of ayats deal with the affirmation that the Qur'an is revelation from Allah. Yani from the ayat in the first group is the mention of the Qur'an being the speech of Allah. So he mentions after that, the second group of ayat deal with Allah being revelation that was sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third group of ayat deal with the affirmation of the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah and in the Jannah seeing Allah's face. Seeing Allah's face. So there are actually a large number of ayat in this chapter. The first group are dealing with the affirmation, general affirmation of Allah's speech by different expressions. And the second group are dealing with the affirmation that the Qur'an is revelation sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third group deal with the believers seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah and in Jannah. So we're going to look through these ayats, and then we'll look at the commentary of the Shaykh, where he actually addresses each one of these groups of ayats very, very briefly. Very briefly. The chapter is entitled Dhikru Ba'di Ayat Sifat al-Kalam wal-Qawl lillahi ta'ala. Yani the mention of some of the ayat of the sifa. Yani for Allah, the sifa of al-Kalam wal-Qawl. Sifat al-Kalam wal-Qawl. Yani that Allah's speech, and that Allah, yani says, He speaks and He says something. And this matter that's mentioned here in the title is in reference to the first group of ayats, which are the majority of the ayat in this chapter. And then, as we mentioned, there are other sifat of Allah that are mentioned in the remaining ayat that are not mentioned here in the title. The Mu'allif, rahimahullah, that is Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, mentions the first ayat, the saying of Allah the Most High, in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 87th ayat, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Yani who is more truthful? Yani sidq, truthfulness. Who is more truthful than Allah in his hadith, in his narrating, in giving information, commands, promises and threats? Who is more truthful than Allah in that which he yani narrates? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Also Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah 120, 2nd Ayah. And who is more truthful than Allah in قِيلًا, in speaking, yani in speaking, speech. And the 3rd Ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah 110th Ayah, the saying of Allah the Most High, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ. And remember when Allah said, قَالَ اللَّهُ, yani qala, yani Allah spoke, he said, yani, or as the scholars of tafsir, most of them said, this is something that will happen on Yawm Qiyamah, that Allah will speak to Isa alayhi salam. This will happen on Yawm Qiyamah. Allah will speak and he will say, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa the son of Maryam. In the next ayat, the saying of Allah the Most High from Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah 115th ayat, the saying of Allah, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah 115th ayat, yani, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ, yani the word of your Rabb, the kalima of your Rabb has been completed, yani fulfilled, in truthfulness and in justice. Yani what he says is truthful and his rulings are just. And his rulings are just. And there's no one who can change, yani the kalimat of Allah, the words of Allah. And he is as-Sami' al-Alim, the one who is all-hearing and all-knowing. So in this ayah came the word kalimatu rabbika, yani the word of Allah, and likalimatihi, his words, as well came in this ayah, all pointing to the fact that Allah speaks and he has words. The next ayah is the saying of Allah the Most High in Surah An-Nisa, 164th ayah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And here the word speech in the verb form, past tense form, came clearly in the text of the ayah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. That indeed Allah spoke to Musa with real speech, with real speech. Yani Allah spoke. And then he mentions the ayah, and this group of ayats, yani is part of the first group, part of the majority of the ayats. And this ayat, he says, the saying of Allah in Surah Al-A'raf, 143rd ayat, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا كَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. And when Musa came to our appointed time and place, yani the appointed time and place that Allah called him to, when he came, كَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ, his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoke to him. كَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. The next ayat are also part of the first group. Different expressions are used here, other than kalima and kalimat and kallama. Yani, different expressions here are used that also indicate yani affirmation of Allah's speech, different types of speaking. So he says in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam, 19th Surah, 52nd ayat, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الْتُورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبَنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. And we called out to him, yani نَدَّي وَنَادَيْنَاهُ, yani Allah is saying we called out to him, meaning Allah called out. That's speech, but yani in a loud voice, calling out. From the side, the right side of the mountain, وَقَرَّبَنَاهُ نَجِيًّا, and we brought him near to speak to him, yani privately. So here in this ayah, two types of speech are mentioned, yani an-nida is calling out, and an-nija or al-munajat is speaking, yani in less than a loud voice, yani speaking to somebody privately, confidentially. So Allah called out to him, and Allah brought him near, yani to speak to him, yani privately. This is in Surah Maryam, 19th Surah, 52nd ayah. And Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazari in his tafsir of the Quran mentions that the difference between an-nida'u and an-nija'u is that an-nida' is bisawt rafi'an, it's with a raised voice. And an-nija' al-munajat is maduna dharika, yani in a lower voice. Some say in a whisper or in a low tone, where you're speaking directly to someone who is close to you. In the next ayat from Surah Al-Shu'ara, the 10th ayat, he says, وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَى أَنِعْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And remember when Allah, when your Rabb called out, yani in a raised voice, called out to Musa and told him, go to the wrongdoing people, yani the zalimin, the people who wronged themselves by their kufr and who wronged others, yani by harming the Bani Israel. So an-nida is mentioned in this ayat, that is calling out in a raised voice. In the next ayat also, Surah Al-A'raf, 22nd ayat, وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Yani, and Allah called out to the two of them, meaning Adam and Hawa. Allah called out to both of them, yani رَبُّهُمَا, their Rabb called out to them and said, did I not prohibit you from this tree? Yani, from eating from that tree. And here again, النِدَاء, yani, calling out in a raised voice is mentioned as an indication that Allah speaks. And then the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, 65th Surah, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And the day when Allah will call out to them, any meaning the disbelievers, the pagan disbelievers, Allah will call out to them, فَيَقُولُ, and He will say. So here's two affirmations of Allah's speech, yani, yunadi wa yaqulu. He will say, what have you responded with to the messengers? How did you answer the messengers that were sent to you? And he will say to the disbelievers, how did you answer the messengers? Naam. 65th ayat. Jazakallah khair. Surah Al-Qasas, 65th ayat. Jazakallah khair. MashaAllah. So here there are two indications of speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next ayah is from Surah At-Tawbah, 6th ayat, 9th surah, 6th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. Yani, and if any one of the mushrikeens seeks protection from you, yani speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's applicable to the believers, then give him protection, حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. Give him protection long enough so that he may hear, so that he may listen to the speech of Allah. And it's crystal clear that Allah speaks. What is the speech of Allah here? The Quran. So that they may hear the speech of Allah, meaning so that they may hear the Quran and learn the message that you have been sent with, so that they will have a chance to believe. The next ayah is also clear like this from Surah Al-Baqarah, 75th ayat. The saying of Allah, the Most High, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ Yes, نعم. وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Second Surah, 75th Ayah. And there was a group from amongst them, meaning from the Jews, the Jewish rabbis, يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. They were listening to the speech of Allah, yani the Torah. They were listening to the speech of Allah. And then they would distort it after they had understood it while they knew. Yani they knew the truth and they were distorting its meaning. Again here, the kalam of Allah is mentioned clearly. And then the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fath, 15th ayat, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. Yani they want to exchange, to change the speech of Allah. كُلَّن تَتَّبِعُونَ. Say to them, yani the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, say to them that you will never follow us. You will not come with us. كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And like this, this is what Allah said before. Yani from before this incident took place, Allah already informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these people wouldn't be with him. The point here is though, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. They want to change the speech of Allah. And finally, finally, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, 18th Surah, 27th Ayat, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوْهِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. لا مبدل لكلماته. يعني recite that which has been revealed to you. يعني that which is revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Quran. Recite that which has been revealed to you من كتاب ربك, from the book of your Rabb. And there is no one who can change his kalimat, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, in his explanation of wasatiyah, he includes the next ayat with those ayats from the first group. He includes the next ayat with them, the saying of Allah in Surah Naml, 27th Surah, 76th ayat. إن هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون. That indeed this Quran narrates or relates to the children of Israel most of that in which they had, that about which they had differed. Yani meaning the people of the Torah and the people of the Injil, the Jews and the Christians, the things that they differed about. Al-Imam Hafiz ibn Kathir says in his tafsir, especially, particularly they differed about Isa alayhi salam. Yani the Jews, yani speaking ill of him, and the Christians exaggerating. And Allah brings in the Quran that which is the middle course, the truth about Isa alayhi salam. After these ayats came the ayat that the Shaykh, he says, these ayat came after mentioning the verses that point to and affirm that the speech of Allah, and that the Quran is from His speech. After ayats that confirm that Allah speaks, affirm that Allah speaks, and that the Quran is from His speech, he proceeds here, yani Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, to prove that the Quran, which is the speech of Allah, is revelation, that is revealed, sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani affirmation that the revelation of the Quran is from Allah, from up high. The first ayat he mentions from this second group is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 92nd ayat, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. Yani, and this is a book which we have sent down and it is blessed. It is a book which we have sent down. Yani, أَنزَلْنَاهُ. Yani, Allah said He has sent it down. Yani, it's revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second ayat is from Surah Hashr, 21st ayat, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. That if we had sent down, revealed, sent down from Allah from up high, if we had sent down this Qur'an upon a mountain, and the mountain comprehended it like the way a human being can comprehend the Qur'an, you would have seen the mountain, yani humbling itself, shaking and crumbling from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what about the human being? Why isn't the human being affected by the Quran? The next ayah the Shaykh mentions is from Surah Al-Nahl, 101st, 2nd and 3rd ayat, the saying of Allah the Most High, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ. That if we were to exchange an ayat in place of another ayat, yani abrogation, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided after revealing an ayat to replace it with another ayat, so when that happened, the pagan disbelievers criticized the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said he's just making it up. Allah answers them that if we were to exchange an ayat in place of another ayat, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ. Here is the shahid that Allah knows best what He has revealed, what He has sent down, and why He would exchange an ayah for another ayah, and what would be the benefit of that? You know, Allah knows best. These people don't know. He says, "Qalu innama anta muftirin." That they said, "Indeed, you are, yani, a liar. You're just inventing this." Bal aktharuhum la ya'lamun. Allah responds to them saying, "Most of them don't have any knowledge. They don't have any knowledge." Qul nazzalahu ruhul qudus مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Say that, yani the Ruh al-Qudus, yani the angel Jibril alayhi salam, he has brought it down. Or it has come down by him from your Rabb in truth. لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًى وَبُشْرًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And this is so that it would make firm those who have believed, and it would be a source of guidance, and it would be good news for the people who have submitted, the Muslims. And then he ends the ayat by saying, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ. That we know that they are saying that the one who is teaching him, teaching the Prophet, that where he is getting this from, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is from a human being. Allah is saying, we know that they are saying he's getting this from a human being, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather a human being is teaching him, and Allah responds to that, saying, لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعَجَمِيٌ وَهَذَا لِسَانُ الْعَرَبِيٌ مُبِينٌ. That the language, the tongue of the person that they are referring to, that they claim was teaching the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani is the tongue of al-ajami, yani a foreigner who doesn't speak Arabic, while this Quran is clear Arabic language. The remaining ayats are the third group of ayats that deal with seeing Allah, the believer seeing Allah. And here there is the mention, yani, of a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we haven't seen before, and that is tajalli, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal himself, would make himself seen, yani on yawm al-qiyamah. Not in this world, but that Allah would make himself seen on yawm al-qiyamah and in the jannah. The first ayat of these four ayat is from Surah Al-Qiyamah, 22nd and 23rd ayat, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ. That faces, some of the faces, yani the faces of the believers on that day, yani يوم القيامة, will be نَاظِرَةٌ, yani they will be shining, radiant, bright and beautiful. إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. Looking to their Rabb, yani looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an affirmation that Allah would reveal himself, make himself seen in the next life to the believers. And the second ayat, also Mutaffifin, 23rd ayat, the saying of Allah, عَلَى الْعَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ, yani that they would be upon adorned, yani on thrones, yani looking, yani looking at everything, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the believers in the next life, as opposed to the disbelievers who would be, yani, veiled from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as part of their punishment. The third and fourth ayat from these last section of ayat are very, very important ayat in reference to seeing Allah, yani the affirmation of the believers seeing Allah. The first of these two ayats, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, 26 ayat, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. Yani for those who did well, yani the people of Ihsan, who worshipped Allah as though they see him. The people who in their dealings with the people, yani followed the laws of Allah, the people of Ihsan. Yani for them they will have the best reward, yani al-Jannah wa ziyada, and something extra. And this ziyada is explained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an authentic hadith reported by al-Imam Muslim clearly. The last ayat is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Surah Al-Qaf, 35th ayat, لَهُمْ مَا تَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. Yani they will have whatever they desire, yani in the Jannah, the believers. And we also have, yani, something extra, مزيد. These two words, ziyada and mazid, refer to, as it came in the hadith of Imam Muslim, hadith of Suhaib radiallahu anhu, and he referred to the ziyada, is all that Allah has given to the people in Jannah, he will give them something extra. And that would be to see his face. To see his face. That hadith is mentioned quickly, as I mentioned, in Sahih Muslim in two places. The second narration is from the main sheikh of Al-Imam Muslim, Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah. Yani Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah, he was the main teacher of Imam Muslim, and the overwhelming majority of the narrations in Sahih Muslim came from yani Ibn Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah. In any case, this narration came with two wordings, and the second one is from Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah. In the first narration, Suhaib mentions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةَ, yani if the people of Jannah enter the paradise, when they enter the paradise, قَالَ, the narrator said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Do you want something that I will give you extra? Would you like something extra? فَيُقُولُونَ, the people in the paradise will say, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّدْ وُجُوهَنَا, haven't you already brightened our faces? أَلَمْ تُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةَ Didn't you already admit us into paradise? وَتُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ And rescue us from the hellfire? Yani what more could we want? قَالَ فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ At that moment, yani the hijab, the light that is the veil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face would be removed. فَمَا عُعَتُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ And they would not have been given anything in the Jannah that would be more beloved to them than the looking at their Rabb Azza wa Jalla. In the narration of Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shayba, Zada, ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after saying that, that they would see the face of Allah, he said, yani, then he said, he recited this ayat, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ Yani for those who did good, they will have the best reward, that is paradise, and in the paradise something extra, that is another ila rabbihim, looking at their Rabb. These are the end of the ayat that the Shaykh mentions. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, after mentioning this last ayat, he said, وَهَذَا الْبَابِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرٌ Yani this topic, this subject, that is the mention of the sifat of Allah, that Allah, what He describes Himself with, and the names of Allah, that must be confirmed. Yani that this subject in the Book of Allah came in many places. مَنْ تَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنَ طَالِبًا لِلْهُدَى مِنْهُ تَبَيِّنَ لَهُ طَرِيقُ الْحَقِّ So whoever reflects carefully on the Qur'an with the intent of seeking guidance from it, then this tariqah, tariq al-haq, yani the path of truth, yani of accepting, believing in, and affirming whatever Allah has described Himself with, then that this path, this way, this manner will become crystal clear, and it will become clear to that person. As far as the commentary on the first group of ayats, شرح السماحة الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله, he says هذه الآيات الكريمات كلها في بيان إثبات صفات الله. يعني that these ayat that we have just read and the previous ones from the beginning of the reading of these ayat, that all of these ayats are clarification of affirming the صفات of Allah, the descriptions, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذه جملة في بيان كلام الله. And this group of ayats, yani this number of ayats specifically are a clarification of the speech of Allah. Clarification, affirmation of speech for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the Shaykh says, Shaykh ibn Baz rahimahullah says, yani in reference to Allah, qala wa yaqulu. He said, yani in the past, wa yaqulu, and he continues to say, wa takallama wa yatakallamu. He spoke and he continues to speak. And then he mentions from Surah Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 110th Ayat, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمُ When, remember when Allah said or will say, O Isa ibn Maryam, وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا And who is more truthful than Allah in speech? وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا And who is more truthful than Allah in what he narrates or informs of, us of? Both of these ayats from Surah Nisa, 4th Surah, 122nd Ayat and 78th Ayat, And then he mentions the ayat, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ They want to change the kalam, the speech of Allah. وَكَلَّمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا All of these ayats are in clarification of what? The affirmation of kalam, speech for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's by قَالَ or يَقُولُ or يَعْنِي كَلَّمَ وَيُكَلِّمُ وَكَلَامُ All of this is affirmation of the sifa. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the characteristic of this quality, description of speaking. Then the Shaykh says, فَالْآيَاتْ فِي هَذَا كَثِيرَةٌ فِي إِثْبَاتْ كَلَامِهِ وَنِدَائِهِ وَنَجِيِّهِ Yani the ayats are many that affirm, yani the kalam of Allah and the, yani the speech of Allah and the nida of Allah, his calling out in a raised voice, or najihi, yani his speaking in a low tone, less than that. And he mentions, yani two ayats that talk about the nida of Allah and the nija of Allah, that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ On the day when he would call out to them in a raised voice, Surah Al-Qasas, 28th Surah, 65th ayat, وَقَرَّبَنَاهُ نَجِيًّا And we brought him near to us to speak to him, yani privately, confidentially, Surah Al-Maryam, 19th Surah, 52nd ayat. Then the Shaykh says, فَهُوَ subhanahu takallama wa yatakallamu idha sha'a. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke and He speaks. And it's not something that He just spoke a long time ago and then He doesn't speak anymore, as the people of deviation said that His speech was qadim, a long time ago, ancient speech. And they reject the idea that Allah is described with speaking now. The Shaykh says, takallama, He spoke, wa yatakallamu, and He continues to speak, idha sha'a, if He wills. And this is an indication that speech is from the sifat al-dhatiyah, yani that Allah always did speak, yani the characteristic of speech is inseparable from Him. And also, it's an indication that it's from His sifat al-fi'liyah, because the present speech or future speech is connected to His will, yani if He wills. He said, تَكَلَّمَ وَيَتَكَلَّمُ إِذَا شَاءَ وَنَادَى وَيُنَادِي إِذَا شَاءَ. And He calls out, if He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَلَّمَ مَنْ شَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. And He spoke to whomever He wills of His worshippers. كَمَا كَلَّمَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Just as He spoke in the past to Musa alayhi salam. وَيُكَلِّمُ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And He will speak to the people of paradise, in the future. وَكَلَّمَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَيْلَةِ الْمِعْرَاجِ. And He spoke in the past to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم on the night of His ascension. كُلُّ هَذَا وَاقِيًا. All of this has occurred. فَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَعْلَمُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. وَلَا تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ قَافِيَةٌ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. And there's nothing, not even secret thing that is hidden from Him, the Majestic, the Most High. Then the Shaykh begins to talk briefly about the second group of ayats, which are in affirmation that the revelation of the Qur'an is from Allah, that the Qur'an is revelation that Allah sent down, from on high. So this is an indication of Allah sending down the revelation, and also it's an indication of Allah's highness, because the revelation comes down, from up, from above. The Shaykh says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلَ الْقُرْآنَ وَنَزَّلَ الْوَحِي عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ. That Allah revealed the Qur'an, and He sent down the Qur'an, and He also sent down the revelation to the prophets, عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ. وَهُوَ فِي الْعُلُو. While He sent it down, while He was in the position of highness. وَنَزَّلَ كِتَابَهُ مِنْ أَعْلَى. And He also sent down His book from up high above. قال الله تعالى. Allah the Most High says in Surah An-Nahl, 16th Surah, 102nd Ayah, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِرَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Say that He has sent it down, by the Jibreel عليه السلام, came from his Rabb with truth. فَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي الْعُلُو. So Allah is in the high position, the position of highness. وَأَنزَلَ كِتَابَهُ. And He sent down from up high, He sent down His book. The Torah, the Injil, the Quran, and the Zabur, كُلُّهَا مُنَزَّلَةٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. All of them have been sent down, revealed from above, from عند الله, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this, the Shaykh says, كُلُّ هَذَا يَجِبُ إِثْبَاتُهُ لِلَّهِ. All of this, it is obligatory for us to confirm, to affirm for Allah. This is really the point. This is really the point. That what Allah has said about Himself and what He has informed us of in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah, it is obligatory. It's not like you have a choice to affirm it or not affirm it, what sounds good to you. No. It is obligatory. يَجِبُ إِثْبَاتُهُ لِلَّهِ. And it's also obligatory to affirm these all that Allah has revealed. وَأَنَّهُ أَصْدَقُ قِيلًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And that Allah is more truthful in what He says than the creation. So if He is the most truthful, then there's no escape from affirming what He has informed us of. وَإِثْبَاتُ مَا بَيَّنَهُ لِإِبَادِهِ مِنْ إِنْزَالِ كِتَابِهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And also to affirm what He has made clear for His worshippers from what He has sent down, His book, the Qur'an. وَأَنَّهُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. And affirm that it is guidance for the people. وَأَنَّهُ أَنزَلَهُ بِاللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ. And also to affirm that He has sent it down in the Arabic language. وأنه يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه مختلفون. And also that he has narrated, يعني the stories to the Bani Israel, he has narrated to them, يعني about most of those things which they differed about. يعني he narrates, he brings to them the clarification in the Quran of the things that they, most of what they differed about. كل هذا حق يجب الإيمان به وبكل ما أخبر الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جهة كلامه وندائه وقوله وتنزيل كتابه وكتبه على الأنبياء عليهم السلام. يعني all of this is haq, it's true. It's not figurative or allegorical, all of this is true. And it is obligatory to believe in it and in everything that Allah has informed us of and everything that His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has informed us of, يعني such as his speech and his nida, his calling out in a raised voice, and his qawl, يعني that he makes statements, that he says things, and that he sent down and revealed his book and books to the prophets عليهم السلام. Then the Shaykh says, فأهل السنة والجماعة يثبتون هذه الصفات لله على ما يليق بجلاله. That the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah affirm these qualities or characteristics, sifat, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that is befitting of His majesty. Yani, they affirm them in the way that's befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His majesty, His greatness and His glory. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ وَيَقُولُ And that He said and He says. وَتَكَلَّمَ وَيَتَكَلَّمُ And that He spoke and He speaks. وَنَادَى وَيُنَادِي وَنَاجَى وَيُنَاجِي And that He called out in a loud voice and He does continue to do so, and he also, yani, speaks in a lower tone, did and does, yani, speak like this, مَتَى شَاءَ whenever he wills, وَكَيْفَ مَا شَاءَ and in however he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, connecting the kalam of Allah to his will. The Shaykh says, and here he talks about, briefly, very, very briefly, and refutation of the false belief concerning the speech of Allah. And there's much said about this in the books of the yani people of Sunnah, yani rejecting and refuting the false beliefs of the people of innovation. He says, أَمَّا قَوْلُ أَهْلُ الْكَلَامِ yani the speech of Ahlul Kalam. And I'm just going to mention yani very briefly yani that Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he was asked who are the Ahlul Kalam. And he said, أَهْلُ الْكَلَامِ هُمَ الَّذِينَ اعْتَمَدُوا فِي إِثْبَاتِ الْعَقِيدَةِ عَلَى الْعَقْلِ. And that's the simplest explanation of who is the Ahlul Kalam. They are the people who relied upon, who depended upon the intellect, yani for the affirmation or confirmation of matters of aqidah. Yani instead of depending upon the revelation, they depended upon the intellect. So they said, whatever the intellect affirms, we affirm it from the sifat of Allah. And whatever the intellect doesn't affirm, then we don't affirm it. And he went into some further detail and some other things that time, yani, is not sufficient at this point to go into them. But the point is that, who are the Ahlul Kalam? The people who relied upon their intellect. Yani, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen in another place said that these people came to Islam when they were overcome, and they came into Islam to corrupt the aqidah. So they came with this kalam, yani intellectual argumentation and reasoning, to reject, yani, the correct aqidah and bring in false aqidah. He said they came to corrupt the aqidah. So the Ahl Kalam, as far as they're saying, أَنَّهُ كَلَامْ قَدِيمْ that Allah's speech is ancient speech. He doesn't speak now. He's not described with speech. He said, هَذَا بَاطِلْ This is false. بَلْ تَكَلَّمَ وَيَتَكَلَّمُ Rather, he did speak. And he continues to speak, إِذَا شَاءَ if he wills. وَكَلَامُهُ مَا نَبِيهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَيْلَةِ الْمَعْرَاجِ فِي وَقْتِهِ And his speech, the speech of Allah, with his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the night in which he ascended, occurred in that time. وَكَلَامُهُ مَا نَبِيهِ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي وَقْتِهِ And his speech with Musa alayhi salam took place in its time. وَكَلَامُهُ مَا النَّاسِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي وَقْتِهِ And his speaking with the people, yani in the future on the day of resurrection, will be in its time. وَكَلَامُهُ مَا آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي وَقْتِهِ And his speech with Adam was in its time. وَكَلَامُهُ مَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي وَقْتِهِ And his speech with the people of paradise will be in its time. فَهُوَ لَا يَزَالُ يَتَكَلَّمُ إِذَا شَاءَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى So he continues to speak if he wills, when he wills, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى كَمَا تَكَلَّمَ قَدِيمًا يتكلم حديثا. The Sheikh closes his argument by saying, just as he spoke in the ancient times, he continues to speak with new speech, يعني when he wills. ولا يرده راد عن كلامه جل وعلا, and there is no one who can prevent him from his speech. يتكلم إذا شاء, he speaks if he wills. ويريد إذا شاء, and his irada, يعني he exercises his irada when he wills. ويأمر إذا شاء, and he commands if he wills. وينهى إذا شاء, and he prohibits if he wills, when he wills. لا أحد يمنعه من ذلك سبحانه وتعالى, and there's no one that can prevent him from that. The Sheikh now comments, closing on the final group of ayats, the ayats that affirm the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He says, وَقَوْلُهُ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ, يعني in their faces on that day will be bright and radiant. يعني this ناظرة, he said, is from the word النظارة, which means like light and brightness. والحسن, يعني beauty. إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, يعني to their Rabb, the faces will be looking to their Rabb. And this, يعني ناظرة, is from النظر, looking. يعني they will be looking, they will see their Rabb. وهكذا قوله جل وعلا وعلى أرائك ينظرون, and the same goes for the saying of Allah the Most High, that they will be on, يعني raised couches or thrones, observing, looking. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة, for those who have done well, يعني who fulfilled Allah's commands and avoided His prohibitions, يعني who worshipped Allah the way He deserved to be worshipped and dealt with the people the way Allah regulated our behavior, they will have al-husna, yani the best reward, that is paradise. Wa ziyada, Shaykh says, al-ziyada here, al-nazr ila wajhi Allahi jalla wa ala. And we already saw the hadith of Suhaib, radiallahu anhu, reported by Imam Muslim, that this ziyada in this ayat, it is looking to the face of Allah jalla wa ala. Wa hadhihi kulluha haqqun, all of this is true, reality. Fahuwa subhanahu wa ta'ala, yanzuru ila ibadihi wa yanzuruna ilayhi yawm al-qiyamah fil jannah. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be looking at His worshippers, and they will be looking at Him on Yawm al-Qiyamah in Jannah. كُلُّ هَذَا حَقٌّ, all of this is true, it is reality. وَهَذَا الْبَابِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا, and this bab, yani this approach, this manner of yani affirming the sifat of Allah that Allah has described Himself with, yani this came in the Book of Allah a lot. وهكذا في السنة الصحيحة كثير, and likewise in the authentic sunnah it came a lot. من تدبر الكتاب وتدبر السنة وجد ذلك واضحا في كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في إثبات الصفات كلها لله. He said, so whoever reflects upon the book and reflects upon the sunnah, they will find this clearly in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of His Messenger, that is, إثبات الصفات كلها لله, يعني the affirmation of the qualities, the characteristics or descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني affirming them for Him, whether it is from العلم والقدرة والكلام والعلو والرضا والغضب والضحك وغير ذلك وغير هذا من صفاته جل وعلا, يعني affirming His صفات, يعني what He has described Himself with, whether it is the description of having knowledge or power or speech or highness or being pleased or anger or laughing or other than this from the sifat, from His sifat that He has affirmed, that He has described Himself with. فَيَجِبُ إِثْبَاتُهَا لِلَّهِ عَلَى الْوَجْءَ اللَّائِقِ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So it is obligatory upon us to affirm them in a manner that is appropriate, that is suitable, that is befitting of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وإمرارها كما جاءت, and to accept them just as they came, من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ولا تكييف ولا تمثيل, without distorting their meanings, without denying their meanings, without trying to explain how they are in some detailed way that we don't know, or without making examples of them, accepting them just as they came to us. Sheikh says, هذا الباب واحد عند أهل السنة والجماعة, يعني that this bab, yani this tariqah, this manner of dealing with the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's one tariqah, there's one way with the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and that is إثباتُ أنها حقٌ, affirming that it is true. وَمَعَنَاهَا حقٌ, and their meanings Any of these characteristics or qualities of sifat, they are real. وَهِيَ حَقٌ يعني these sifat are real sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَيْفِيَتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مَا الْعِلْمُ وَالْإِيمَانِ بِأَنَّهَا لَا تُشَابِهُ سِفَاتَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And that is that, yani we believe that they are true and that they are real and that their meanings are real. However, nobody knows their kayfiyah. Yani the detailed reality of the nature of Allah's qualities, nobody knows them except Him. Along with the fact that we have knowledge of what He has affirmed for Himself and we believe in them, we believe that there's no resemblance between the sifat of Allah and the sifat of the created beings. As He mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura 11th ayat, there's nothing like Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِ شَيْءٍ. So He negates there being anything that resembles Him, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, while He affirms that He is described, yani with qualities of hearing and seeing and so on. And then the Shaykh mentions a qa'ida that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions in several places. He says, كَمَا أَنَّ ذَاتَهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى لَا تُشَابِهُ ذَوَاتِهِمْ فَهَكَذَا صِفَاتُهُ لَا تُشْبِهُ صِفَاتِهِمْ. Yani just as the that of Allah, Allah's divine being, His self, His essence, just as Allah's that doesn't resemble the created beings, so in the same way, His sifat doesn't resemble their sifat. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions in several places, Al-Qawl fi sifat kal-Qawl fi that. Yani what we say about the sifat of Allah is what we say about Allah's that. His divine being, we don't know how it is. We know that Allah exists, but we don't know how is His divine being. Well, likewise, that's the same thing we say about His sifat. We don't know how they are, their kayfiyah. And this is a principle that's very important because nobody, yani, will claim that they know Allah's divine being, His self, His that, yani His essence. How is it? Can you describe it? Yani only the sifat that He has given to us, we know. We don't know the how of it though. And the same thing, yani His divine being, the same thing we say about His sifat. The Shaykh says, and he closed with this, وَأَسْمَاهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ كُلَّ حَقٌّ, that His names and His qualities and characteristics, all of them are true, are real. يَجِبُ إِثْبَاتُهَا لِلَّهِ عَلَى وَجْهِ اللَّائِكْ بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And it is obligatory to affirm them for Allah in a manner that is befitting of Him, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. كَمَا قَالَ الْإِمَامُ مَالِكُ, as Imam Malik said, وَسُفْيَانُ الثَّوْرِي وابن عيينة, يعني سفيان ابن عيينة, والإمام أحمد بن حنبل, وإسحاق المراهوي, والإمام الشافعي, وغيرهم من أئمة الإسلام, as Imam Malik and these other Imams, as they all said, يعني بابهم واحد, يعني their bab, يعني the, they all enter into this by the same entrance, يعني يدخلون من نفس المدخل, يعني بابهم, their approach, their tariqah, yani of how they look at the ayat and the hadith of the sifat of Allah, that they must be affirmed in a manner that's befitting of His Majesty, that they don't resemble anything in the creation, that we don't try to describe how they are, distort them, deny them, and so on. Yani that their bab, their approach, their tariqah, their manner, or their method of dealing with this is one and the same. هذا الباب واحدٌ, yani this bab is one, this tariqah, this way is one way. يجب إثبات آيات الصفات وحديثها, that it is obligatory to affirm the ayat of the sifat of Allah and the hadith of the sifat of Allah, كَمَا جَاءَتْ, just as they came to us, عَلَى الْوَجْهِ اللَّائِكِ بِاللَّهِ, in a manner that is befitting of Allah, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, مِنْ غَيْرِ تَحْرِيفِ, without distorting them, وَلَا تَعْتِيلِ, without denying them, وَلَا تَكِيفِ, without explaining how they are, or asking how they are even, وَلَا تَمْثِيلِ, without making examples, meaning that Allah is like this or that or the other, بَلْ هِيَ حَقٌ ثَابِتٌ لِلَّهِ, rather, yani these sifat of Allah are true, they are real, and they are confirmed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يُشَابِهُ فِيهَا خَلْقَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, and Allah doesn't resemble, in His sifat, He doesn't resemble anything in the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفَّقَ اللَّهَ الْجَمِيعَ, may Allah grant the tawfiq, the success to all of the people who believe in Him. Naam. MashaAllah. Today we finished on the hour. Half a minute left. After we break, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Shahadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grants success in doing whatever we do and in saying whatever we say sincerely for His sake alone and that it be in accordance with the authentic sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah out of His mercy and His kindness that He recognize, reward and record all of our good deeds and that He pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors and that He grant us الثبات على الصراط المستقيم until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.